This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you, or good morning, or good day, good afternoon, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to Metaphysical Universe. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. How is everybody today? We had a great show last week, by the way, and lots of listeners. We are going up in the ranks.
Yes, we're going into orbit.
I'm looking forward to tonight. It's a reading night tonight, so anybody who would like to put their birthday in, or, you know, first name and a birthday is good news, and I'll see what I can tune in for you.
Yes, just if you're in the chat room, just put your name and birth date in the chat. If you'd like to call in, you can do that too. The numbers are on your screen, 714-459-3973. If you're calling in to just listen, we'll probably still click on and bring you on, and we'll ask you if you're just listening or if you have a question or something like that. So,
a disclaimer, though, we don't have John screening calls tonight.
Yeah, so you'll just get directly to us.
Yes, and no nut cases or we cut you off.
Okay. Yeah. We haven't had the problem with that, you know, in this show, on previous shows. That's we true. Had mean people calling up with saying not so nice words. But anyway, we haven't had a problem with that, so we'll expect that to continue.
We're going to have a good hour. We're good.
Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this program, we also operate the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a premier metaphysics university. You can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees there and specialize in a variety of areas. For more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you're just interested in a standalone course or certification course, you can visit our sister site at newageclass.com. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are: number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preferences. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. So as we previously stated, tonight we are doing psychic development and readings. If you have a question on psychic development, you're welcome to ask it in the chat room if you're listening live, or you can call in using the number there on your screen, and we will take your calls as we can get to them.
You know, it's like I said, Doug, I think our show now is doing great, and we continue to increase in our listenership, and we are thankful to everybody, even though our chat sometimes is a little bit deceiving for the numbers of people in there, but we get people listening to the archives all week long. So it's great, and we want to thank everybody for their support and benefiting from, you know, and the good feedback that we get from the shows that we do.
Yes, so let's talk about psychic development.
Ah, tonight's topic.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I've been really thinking about, because I'm asked this quite frequently, is when people are developing a psychic ability, it's like what you have in your particular gift when you're young, does that always stay with you, or does it change? Does it grow? Can you develop different kinds of skills? And the answer is yes, of course. But everyone will have their own kind of forte, if you will. You know, some people get visions from dreams, and that's just the way it is for them. And that, you know, in a lifetime doesn't change. They have prophetic dreams, or usually, though, it's about people who are close to you. You know, it's like, and generally by fear. Interesting, okay? So if they have fear generally attaches to things like death, like a foreboding of a death, or an accident, or, you know, anything kind of in that negative, because we can harbor in that fearfulness. But usually, you know, as people get older, dreams can then take on a different kind of flavor, if you will, a different kind of energy. And people who start out always predicting death through their dreams get older and start predicting other things, like, oh, I think I dreamed there's a wedding coming, or there's a child coming. And I think that happens, too, because they develop their own understanding of symbols, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So things that come in a dream, some people think that, you know, to dream of death is a birth. And that may only be true for some people, though.
So I just dreamed that the whole world's going to end. Does that mean a new birth for all of us?
That could be, Doug.
Of course, that's just not really true. Okay. I didn't dream that.
I know. But people do have these kinds of dreams. Now, others have waking visions. You know, it's like just going through your day and you suddenly go, oh, gee, what was I, you know, what was I just thinking about? And it's this other kind of scenario. So there is such a thing as, you know, like a dream, but daytime dream vision. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
A daydream vision type thing? Something that, well, you have during the day?
Yeah, only different.
It's same thing,
like
only
that,
different.
Only different. Yeah. A daydream, I think, is more imagination, or, you know, you kind of go off in la-la land and, you know, you kind of daydream in a way, or, you know, not quite present in the moment. Your mind is wandering. But a vision happens, it's just a different kind of, it's almost like you're there. It's an event where it just feels really real, and then it just poofs away. Sometimes they only last a few seconds. So there's really no space or time in a vision. So it's quite, you know, Laurie's just asking in the chat, it's a little deeper than a daydream. It is deeper, but it's also, I think that imagination in a daydream is very different than a vision dream when you're awake. Like, it's a waking state for a vision. There's altered state.
You mean lucid?
True. That's a good word. People also can get visions in meditation. Of course, there are a lot of people who induce certain kinds of altered states to have waking visions or conscious visions. So you don't necessarily.
I had one of those once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was. It was only probably 2 or 3 years ago. It was. I didn't sleep one night, so the next day I was taking a nap, and it was. It must have been around 4 or 5. It was close to time that Tracy gets off work and comes home, and so anyway, I laying on the bed, and I woke up and walked out into from the bedroom into the through the dining room and kitchen area, and I looked at the wall where there was a sliding glass door, and there was no sliding glass door. There was just a wall with no door in it. And I, what? And then it dawned on me that I was sleeping. You know, it was this, I was dreaming. So, okay. So now I'm back in bed sleeping. And so I thought, okay, great. I was just dreaming. And I'm waking up now. And I look over at the doorway, and there's Tracy just kind of peeking around the side of the door, which is unusual behavior. Just peeking around the side of the door, and I said, "What's the matter? What's wrong?" And then I woke up. That was all of it was a lucid dream. It was a dream within a dream, almost. It was interesting. It was kind of fascinating. At least I think I woke up. Heck, the rest of this could have been part of it too.
Maybe you're still in the dream.
Right? Yeah, maybe.
maybe this is all an illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is interesting when you are awake, but not really. And that's an altered state. Now, that could be, if we take this into a quantum understanding, it could be you on a different level of reality, like an altered dimension, so mm-hmm. to speak. Because there are such things. And I've talked about this before in previous shows, where a theory that, we have to talk about reincarnation being that linear past life, future life, so on. But what if it's actually all simultaneously occurring in this moment? That is something that we do have to consider, although down here on Earth, we live in that linear kind of spatial order. So left to right kind of thing. So, it's entirely possible. We take our understanding of the mind and consciousness into areas that we hadn't thought of before, or if we did, it just wasn't mainstream thinking. So we are starting to educate, I think, wider and more. So let me see. Anybody have a birthday that they want to put into the chat? Just put your birthday in there and let me just take a peek and see what we can find. When I tune in, And I'm going to tell you, honestly, it's harder work, actually, to tune in with onto something like Blog Talk or on a radio show or a television show. I comfortably let it happen, but it does take that more energy to kind of link into somebody else's frequency. So a birthday is really helpful. It's just like having a numerical sequence, and this is how I see it. It's a numerical sequence that I can kind of plug into universally, if we will. And let's see. Camille has just put her birthday August 14th, 1958, which reduces to a 9. I want to explain to everybody how we do this. 0814-1958. You would add all those numbers together, and then whatever that outcome is, you just keep reducing it. What I do, 9s cancel out. The reason I can do it so fast is I understand in numerology, if I just cancel out an 8 and a 1, a 4 and a 5, which equals 9, a 9 by itself and a 1 and an 8, it's a 9. So instead of adding all the numbers together, only add the numbers together that don't equal 9. So if Camille happened to have, let's say, another 1 in her name, like August 15th instead of 14th, then I would only add the other numbers and come up with a 1. In this case, you know, all the 9s can cancel out. She's a birth path of 9. And when I want to tune into her here and now, I go 08, 14, 20, 13. Now I do the same thing. 8 and 1, 9, so I can cancel that out. And then we have a 4, 2, and a 3, which is a 9, cancels out. And I'm left with a 1. So it indicates to me the year that Camille is in right now is a 1 year. What I like to look at is when those two numbers line up. Her birth date and her birth path number being a 9, last year in 2012 would have lined up with the year she was in. That means to me, and I've not heard of this or seen it anywhere else, folks, so this is my deal as I've developed this over time and, you know, doing a bit of numbers in the last, let's say, 30, 35 years. When I see those two numbers line up, I say, wow, that's your relationship with the outside world is changing. How you are, like your confidence in the world, how you see the world, how you respond to the world differently. Very often there's a career change. These kinds of things happen when the birth path number lines up with the year someone is in. Now, Camille right now is in a 1 year, and there's, and I happen to know, it's unfair to just think that we're going in cold here, because we happen to know a little bit about Camille's new projects that she's doing, and this is an excellent year. They would flow very naturally. It's the one is always a start point. It's a get going point. It's a lot of ideas, creativity, in initiatives, anything that's a beginning. So this is a great year for Camille to start new efforts, start new work, start new programs. So it's a good push fast out of the gate. When Camille, when you go into next year, 2014, that's when you're going to have, it's a work year. It's put everything into action. It's that's, so this year, although you're starting a lot of things, some things may not necessarily work quite right, so you're tweaking it. Next year will be a real good flow to it. When you're in a 2 year, two likes to get busy and do. So it's a doing kind of thing. You would have already determined what mostly works for you. But then, again, when you go into 2015, that's when it pulls together. So this is a really good time for you. Last year you did your hard work. That was hard work last year, 2012. Because, you know, it's that who are you again, but not from the inside. I think internally you know who you are, but you're not necessarily knowing how to take it to the world. This year is the ideas, the effort, it's getting going. So, you know, just even as I'm, you know, tuning into you, Camille, there's some matters of family that's around you, but I don't necessarily get children, family. I get equal family. This could be siblings. This could be cousins, anybody who's in your peers or in that generation. Then it's I'm tuning into a few concerns here, and I'm seeing three people in particular who might require your attention, who might be asking you for help, or people you would certainly want to lend help to. One in particular I feel is more serious than the other two. It would be a health matter. The other two I feel are more psychological matters or emotional matters. But one is a health, physical health issue, and that you would be lending assistance to. Now, just for the record, I'm not seeing a cross in my mind, which doesn't mean death. It means to say that there's care. So of the three, there's only one that I feel is more serious. But given effort, given some time, there is recovery. I want to say, though, as I look down the road, this recovery could take up to 2 years. So it's like it's a long process for, you know, coming back to good health. So it's not a quick fix, in other words. So I hope that helps. So just to educate people a little bit as I've connected in. The numbers tell me one thing, but I start to get little pictures in my mind or feelings, and generally my body will respond also. That I said, whoa, and I could, Camille is just saying in the chat room, so for the sake of the archives here, Camille is saying in the chat room, she said you are on target. So thanks for that confirmation, Camille, that's good to know.
All right, so, we've gotten, go ahead and finish. We've gotten some new folks joining us in the chat room, and we are doing psychic readings, so if you would like one, just put your birth date in the chat room. We do have a caller on the line from area code 661. Are you calling in to listen, or did you have a question?
Am I muted?
Nope, you are on live.
I didn't hear the unmute thing. I'm actually the one who just also posted my birthday in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
Ah.
Did you have a question you wanted to ask, or do you want me to put you back on hold to listen and...
Oh, I would love to ask about, like, occupation or college for me.
What's your first name?
Celeste.
Celeste.
And
what a nice name.
And your birthday is February 28th?
Yeah, 1987.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Celeste, one second here. You know, you're... You're a birth path of one, which means you're a real go-getter. There's a lot of really good things about a one, the least of which is that you're a bit of a groundbreaker. You don't like things that are ordinary, and you won't last long in something that's ordinary, traditional, kind of like what everybody else does. You like to find the edge to it. You're a bit of a perfectionist as well. You like the details of things. You're in a 9 year, Celeste. Next mm-hmm. year is when you'll really understand better what you want to do in the world, what your career in that, to be serious about it, would be. You'll be clearer about that next year and toward the end of next year. This year is, I'm going to say honestly, rather than career, it's more about your own building yourself from the inside out. I feel this recovery about your energy. You're in healing, you're reconfiguring yourself, so there's a lot of little light bulbs going on in your mind to better understand who you are. And so I think as the year goes along, we're in August already, so even over the next 4 or 5 months, you are going to feel a lot better about the decisions you make. So what I'm saying is, any decisions that you make today, you're very likely going to change your mind anyhow. I feel this natural healer ability with you. But you're very, you're strong-willed, but you're indecisive. So it takes you a long time to make up your mind. So when you do make up your mind, you're very focused. So I would honestly say I've seen a white jacket in my mind a few times, so I'm thinking...
I see that a million times, too.
Oh, well, good. Maybe there's something here in the healing arts. Maybe it's even to be a technician, for that matter, you know, because mm-hmm. you certainly have that capability. Now, that may be somebody who's a lab tech. It could be, you know, you might want to work in... as a dental assistant, anything, but I see this white jacket. So you, because you have both the caring of people and the technological mind, so you would do well, but I don't think you're necessarily going to make up your mind till probably later this year, early next year, and even then it's iffy. I think you could be in a first year of school or taking courses and still change your mind by the end of next year.
I finished my bachelor's this December, so that's where I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do next. Like what, like you said, I'm very indecisive.
Yeah. Well, maybe to meanwhile, you know, do a meanwhile thing of doing some upgrading and look into some of the healing arts that interest you, because I feel like you're a real natural with that. So,
mm-hmm.
So does that help you?
Oh, yeah, that definitely helped a lot, for
good,
sure.
Good,
Thank you so much. Do you see, do you guys have more people calling, or am I allowed to ask another question?
Go ahead. Make it quick. Yep.
Oh, do you see anything with, like, my relationship? I've been with the same person for a long time. Can you tell anything with numerology with that? He was born a day before me, if that helps.
In the same year?
Same year, yeah.
Wow. Almost cosmic twins.
Yeah, right?
One hell of a birthday party.
Yeah, I should say.
I know.
I should say, you know, I... The end of next year, I can see a ring.
Oh, we're already married, but that's good. Maybe we'll get even closer, I guess.
Yeah, and well, maybe it's a new ring.
See, oh,
maybe
new
that's
ring.
Renewing. The end of next year. Were you married in the later part of the year? When's your anniversary?
It was 7 years this August 2nd. Married.
Okay.
We met when we were like 16.
Wow. I'm going to stick with what I said. I think by the end of next year, I see a ring. So I'm going to go with then a new ring. So it's like a renewal, a coming back on track, you know, but it's a coming together. So I'm going to go with what I first saw, Celeste. However, you know, it gets interpreted. I have to go with that first thought, so.
Oh,
so good.
Till the end of 2014, I guess, December.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, hopefully you're happy before that, but I'm just saying it coming together, maybe the two of you getting a new plan, you know, getting organized, new plans, you know. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. You were really, really good. I'm so glad that I called. I'm surprised there was not a wait on the phone.
Oh, you know what? We have the switchboard is lighting up, and we just escalated you to the front because we knew that you would like it. Anyway, Celeste, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much,
you
guys.
I'll put you back on.
Yeah, I'd love to listen.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, that is a really important point, you know, that you have to go with your first feelings. I can't always know how that translates into somebody's life. I only get the, you know, that it's like a flash. So I don't always know what that means to your life. Does that make sense, Doug? Yeah.
Everything you say makes sense.
You know, that we have Lache. Hey, I hope I'm saying that right. She's asking, Lache is asking if she should attend the Fashion Styling Assistant Workshop next month. You know what? I'm not going to answer that, Lache. I mean, I think Regina, if you want to go, you go. It's not a matter. I don't answer questions about shoulds or should nots. And if it's something that you want, then you should. Now, what I do for people is if I see a red flag in my mind, that's my symbol, like my psychic symbol to say, geez, maybe you could go at a different time or there's something unexpected or negative there. And I'm not feeling that when I tune into you. I feel like, geez, if you want to go take fashion styling, then that's what you should do. Because that's when you don't need a psychic. You need yourself to know what you want. I hope that makes sense.
It does. You want to do a reading on her birth date?
All right. 01/08/1979.
It was a very good year.
Actually, my oldest daughter was born in 1979. You are a birth path of 8. And you are in a 6 year. 6 is a very social time. Family, friends, close to you, it's 6 is also a number of service. You're an 8, meaning that in its karma in a birth path number, in a birth path number, is you're learning about your own power, your own authority, it's like, who's the boss of me kind of thing. But in order to have that, you have to learn. So education is always the key around an eight. So being a birth path of eight, you are somebody who likes to and wants to keep learning. Being in a 6 year, I would say that that learning then is more about relationships. It's more about friendships, people, what you want to do in being of service. How do you want to help people? How can you, like, what do you bring to the table? You know, as Doug Kelly would say, you know, what do you bring to it? So this would be a year for you of, you know, and then I would say in this case, you want to be an assistant, you want to get into a workshop, you want to attend social kinds of venues, particularly in education, that would make sense. And if fashion styling assistant is the kind of thing that you want to do, absolutely. It's actually a good thing for you because, and again, I want to stay with the social element, doing workshops rather than singular kinds of study at this time, certainly in this cycle that you're in, would be much more workable for you. So, you know, in the next 2 years, I want to say, though, in the next 2 years, I think you're going to have a career change. So I think that you're going to step it up to the next level. I think you're going to, I don't know, it's like, reach a little higher, do a little more. I can see a real shift for you because I think you're going to learn a lot in the next 2 years. There's a lot of, and it's also the age that you're coming into. After that age between 35 and 42 is, it can be quite altering to the psyche. You start to get serious now. You start to, geez, how do I really want to apply myself? So it makes sense to me when I look at cycles, but my gut feeling is that in the next, I'd say certainly within the next 2 years, a career change in a place that you belong, which I feel is what I really want to say to you too. So I hope that helps.
Great. All right.
Anything else there, Doug?
I am not seeing anything else. So if you are in the chat room and you would like a reading, now is the time to put your name and birth date in the chat room. You can still call in, too, even though we have about 50 callers on the switchboard. That's not really true.
That's right.
We'll escalate you right to the top there. So if you call in, we've only got a little over 10 minutes left in the show. So if you'd like one, now is the time. And if you
like
don't,
when is your
one,
birthday again?
My birthday is February 13th, 2113.
You came back. I caught that.
What was I thinking?
1959. You know what's even dumber is I started to write that down as you were saying it.
Well, maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. Hey.
Okay, February 1-3, 1959. I am... So you're a birth path of 3, Doug, and you are in... We're in 2013, by the way, everybody. I have to say it out loud. You know, this is interesting for you, Doug. You're a birth path of 3, and you are in a 3-year. Your relationship with the outside world is changing when those two numbers line up. And it's like how you see yourself in the world. And perhaps, I know we've done some talking and I know you, so I'm going to step out of that knowing you for a minute and say that you've even maybe had some other ideas, like your visions are growing and how you want to do it, your place in that. So this is a game changer year for you. It's where things really turn a corner.
Really?
And yeah, that's a really powerful time. And being a 3.
So my visions of being master of time, space, and dimension might come true.
And a cape. I see you with a cape.
No. Interesting.
I'll make you one. No. All right. FedEx it to you. Okay, Lori says.
Well, let's go to the, we got another caller from area code 780. What's your first name? Welcome to the program.
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Good. You, Jay, did you say?
Yes, it is.
Are you calling in for a reading?
Sure.
Okay.
When's your birthday, Jay?
March 24th, 1964.
He's a youngin' like us.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Jay, hang on here a second. You are a birth pass of 2.
Yes.
And you are, he knows this.
Master. Master number.
You are in a 6 year. Now, when you're a 2 in a 6 year, the one thing that you're doing is restoring balance to your life. You say 2 is a master number, but 2 is also the worker number, as you know. You know, it's you don't let any grass grow under your feet, so to speak. You're always doing, you're always moving along, you're always thinking, you're always, there's always this flow of energy going on all the time. Now, it lines up. 2 times 3 is 6, so it's divisible. And we look at this 6, it's very, again, that it's a social number, but it's also a service number. Now, what I see that you're doing at this particular time is restoring balance, like getting things balanced out, like reorganizing your time schedule, prioritizing, just trying to, because that juggling act has kind of got your nervous system a little bit out of whack. So this is where it's all kind of leveling out now. Where you, I think you've already done some of this work this year, Jay, which is a good thing. And now as you go into the rest of the year, you're going to start to say, okay, I have to think of me, my well-being, how can I do all this, but there's only so many hours in a day. So it's like, you know, having a daily to-do list that you don't overextend yourself. So that makes sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. This is a big decision year in relationships. You're really thinking through everything about relationships. You're really thinking about what you want. You know, you're getting real, and I'm not saying that you're making any big life-altering decisions right now, but you're really thinking about it. So it's getting real in a brand new way. So perhaps it is that you're thinking of relationships in a new way. So my sense for you is by August 23rd. There is a real interesting turning point for you, and I can see September 11th pops into my mind. So these are significant energy shifts for you. Things are really going to calm down in your heart. That's what I want to say to you, so I'm going to go with it. It's like I feel like you're, you know, when you go around sometimes and you feel like you've always got a little bit of heartburn? You know, we're, things are coming up all the time. It just suddenly melts away. That's what I'm feeling for you. And those particular dates are important. There's another date in September. I want to go to September 20th, and I also want to say the 21st, but I'm going to go with the 20th. So there's these increments of interesting energetic shifts for you. Your dynamic within relationships change. And you are now applying yourself very different, because my sense is a different strategy will improve it 100-fold. So I think you're going to get it naturally anyway. So I hope that helps, Jay.
Well, it helps quite a bit, actually. I've been actually pursuing a relationship, so I think this year, and I've been doing meditation since January and yoga, so to help me keep sane while this crazy astrological events and everything else going on this earth right now. So
crazy stuff.
Yeah, there's crazy stuff, but you got to look after you. So it's always about you,
right.
And your yourself. So, good. Well, I'm glad. I hope that helps.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate you calling in. Have a great night. I'll put you back on hold so you can listen. All right. So we have probably one more that we're going to do for Amy. October 4th, 1975. I extended the show just a few minutes so we can get this last one in.
So what's the date again? Sorry?
Amy, October 4th, 1975.
We have... That's a 9. Amy's a 9. And she's in... a 2-year... 5. Let me just double check this. 5. You know, Amy, you really got to focus, put your nose to the grindstone, and it's a really good time to cover some ground. It's a very good time to clean things up and organize. You know, there's an interesting thing about the number 2. It likes popularity, and even if it's unconscious or inadvertent. So there's this, you could get distracted easy is what I'm saying. So, you know, people would naturally gravitate to you, ask you to be involved in things, want you to do things for them. So it's, you got to just be careful not to get distracted, to keep your own energy focused, to move forward in your own, just in your own life. Because you're going to really get some productive work done by the end of the year, provided you can keep focused. So that's really what I want to say to you. Next year, I'm very, very excited for you. Next year, this is your work time. Get the work done, stay focused, because next year, things really come together. I want to say that as I go into next year, it's funny, even by January, February, I'm breathing better. It's like, whoa, am I ever glad that cycle is over. So that tells me, Amy, that perhaps you've been through, the last couple of years have been, you know, perhaps a little bit rough. But that energy should really shift for you then. So hang in there, keep going, but stay focused. You know, Amy was asking, I'm reading this in the chat, Doug. She says she always sees the numbers 10:04. There's two reasons we would see numbers repeat, and this is my theory. One is that it's psychological, because we can unconsciously program the mind to actually tune into a clock at those times. I know that sounds really kind of out there, folks, but in hypnosis we understand this, you know, that you can program the unconscious mind. The other is that these are kind of the superconscious mind, spirits, whatever you want to believe in, actually giving you little messages. And sometimes they come in a way of numerical numbers. There are a few sites online, I might add, that you can check out for serial numbers, you know, or, you know, just symbology and then type it in, comma, type it in. And you'll see a few sites come up, and they can give you different theories about what those, you know, repeating numbers can mean to you. So, you know, it can mean a lot of things. 10:04 is what your number's repeating. I can tell you what the 1 and the 4 are, but how that goes together, that would require some meditation on my part. And I know that there are some really good sites out there that have way more information than I do. So I hope that's been helpful to some people. I hope you've learned a few things. And I always enjoy these shows. They're fun, interesting, getting to know some people. And again, my biggest thing is I hope that it imparts some insight for you and knowledge and understanding of how intuition works. So thanks very much.
Yes, thanks for doing them too. And if you'd like to have one, if you didn't get one tonight, just tune in next month. Second Wednesday of the month we do this program. Next week we're going to be doing our metaphysical news and other topics as they come up, so please join us for that. Also want to remind our members and our students of the first annual metaphysics conference coming up in May of 2014. The information is on the website at mchschurch.org. Right now it's open to MCHS members and students. It's going to be a graduation ceremony as well, an all-day conference on a Saturday on metaphysical topics, and it should be a great time. So it's going to be held in Sarasota, Florida, May 2014, 2nd and 3rd to be specific. We also like to send out positive energy out to those who need it, who are having a tough time. And Vicki, I know you wanted to make mention.
Yes, I did. I want to say, Dan Jablonski, you are doing awesome tweeting for MCHS and IMHS. Thank you very much. I told Doug before the show, we have to please remind me to give a mention to Dan. He's just doing a terrific job. So,
yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
So, gosh, what else? Visit MCHSChurch.org. Visit MetaphysicsInstitute.org. If you're not already enrolled, think about furthering your education and all that. Anyway, we're out of time. So,
thanks, Doug.
Yep. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.
Good night.